Ahoy there, you mysterious mateys!
Roared Captain Barnaby Bristlebeard, planting his boots firmly on the wobbling deck of the Wobbly Walrus.
The treasure's close. I can feel it in me bones. Or perhaps that's just the seaweed stew from lunch.
His tangled beard was sprinkled with biscuit crumbs. His telescope smelled suspiciously of pickle juice. And his crew of young pirates bounced with excitement.
Hoist the sails, clutch your hats, and keep your eye out for trouble. We're bound for the mysterious Isle of Whiskerfang!
The Goblin Market only appears at midnight, not in the same place twice. One moment, it's an empty forest clearing. The next, lanterns flicker to life. Strange music hums through the trees, and the goblins arrive. Small green hands trade bottles of moonlight, jars of thunder, and maps to places that don't exist.
Careful what you buy,
croaks the goblin merchant, his yellow eyes gleaming.
Everything here has a price.
A girl steps forward with a single gold coin. What can I get for this? The goblin grins, revealing far too many teeth.
Oh, anything you want. But you might not like what it costs.
The signal arrived at 3:17. A heartbeat every 3 seconds. A pulse echoed through the station's receivers. Steady, deliberate, alive. Commander Hale stared at the monitor as the stars drifted silently beyond the glass. We're alone out here, someone whispered. But the signal grew louder. 3 seconds. Pulse. 3 seconds. Pulse. Then the translation software flickered to life. One word appeared on the screen. Hello. And it wasn't coming from space. It was coming from inside the ship. Major Ashford stood alone in the rain, his tattered uniform clinging to him, boots buried deep in the churned, muddy earth. Behind him, the shattered remains of his regiment marched on in silence, ghost-like figures carrying memories, too heavy for words. As he watched them, a painful truth settled over him. The war had stolen something from every one of them. Not merely defeat. It had stolen years of their lives. Time they would never reclaim.